Well, the 2018 National FFA Convention in Indianapolis is now behind us. I will still be visiting with some area FFA members about their accomplishments at the convention. Today on the Camomile Ag Report, I continue my visit with Jacob Hall of the number one Marshall FFA chapter.
This is not new for the Marshall FFA chapter getting number one, but being on stage still had to be a big high. What did it feel like when they announced you as the number one chapter, when you were standing there on stage in front of all those FFA members from all across the nation?
You know, I had the opportunity to stand on stage and receive that award last year as well with Paige Durham, and it's completely different. We have accomplished so much throughout a chapter, and it's so hard for me to describe as one person that has been through 4 years what this FFA chapter really has done to me as well as all the other members within our chapter. And I know that that success doesn't end with my generation of FFA members. It's going to continue on for years and years. And Marshall FFA and the Marshall community has that to be so proud of, because we have young people that are really going out and striving for success.
Now, fill me in. You said you were there 3 out of the 4 years you were there, you got number one in the nation. Didn't they get it 1 year prior to you being in high school, or was your freshman year the first year that Marshall got it?
So my freshman year was the first year when City Mason and Steve and Sims presented.
Right, okay.
That they won, and then Stephen and Sydney presented again my sophomore year. I was their tech person.
Okay.
And they unfortunately did not win that year, but then last year we presented and we won, and then this year we followed it up.
So 3 out of 4 years Marshall has been number one, right?
3 out of the 4 years I've been in high school, but we've been finalists for 7 years.
Oh, yeah, I've been top 10. Wow. You know, to win one time is amazing. There aren't enough words to describe 3 out of 4 years of doing that and then being a finalist. Just to be a finalist, what are there, like 8,000-plus FFA chapters around the nation, aren't there?
Yes, sir, and it is so amazing, and it's an opportunity that I know I will never forget, and all 171 of Marshall FFA's members will never forget for as long as we have the ability to remember those sort of things.
I think you kind of said it a while ago. The good thing is, you know, you saw your 4 years of high school, been 4 years of high school and seen it happen, but it's passing down there. You know, your seniors are passing down to the underclassmen, and it's not stopping there. Like you said, it's just going to continue with a great staff of advisors you've got. Not only that, you've got the other members of the FFA chapter, whether they be green hands or all the way up to seniors. You've also got the support of the FFA boosters, plus just your parents, the parents of all these FFA members. You know, it's just a great place to be in Marshall, Missouri, isn't it?
Yes, sir. And you said it. We do have those younger members that are super excited to take that torch and run with it.
With today's Ag Report on KMMO, I'm Larry Smith.